The first element is linked to the second element by copying the address contained in register S2 into the address field of the first element. This field is 4 bytes off of the address contained in register S1. Finally, a null is copied into the link field of the second element. After the statements execute, the structure is complete. Memory has been laid out dynamically to implement the linked structure. In the picture, the contents of register S2 and the contents of the link field of the first element contain the same address. The picture shows this as two different arrows, but both arrows are colored green to mean that they represent the same address. Each is a 32-bit pattern. The same 32-bit pattern is in the link field of the first node, as is in register S2. The previous chapter did this in the source code by describing memory statically in the data section. Symbolic addresses were used to make the links. But now the same structure is built dynamically. The addresses are in registers, and you need to use statements to put them where you want. But the resulting structure is the same, except that it is done with a different section of memory.